the greatest city in the world.
This is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Life and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Good morning.
Hello.
Happy post-Mother's Day weekend.
Hey.
How are we all?
Hey, show mother. Say it.
Oh. Happy Mother's Day,
Tanya.
Get nothing. I'm sorry, mate. Dad's here. Honestly, nothing, right? Did you even get a text? Anything?
No.
No.
From neither of you.
Last night, selfish brats.
Yeah. Last night I said it.
Yeah, you did last night, actually. She did. Ryan?
Yeah, no, I sent you a message. It mustn't have went through.
All worried about your own silly mums. And not your important one. You spend more time with this one than the others.
Yeah, you do too, actually.
That's actually true.
It's actually definitely true. Into your defence today.
I mean, not the last 28 years, by the way.
Well, if this is like a real household, why didn't you buy mum, Tanya, a present on behalf of Mickey and I?
Because she's not my mum, mate.
Oh, okay, it is like a real household.
So true.
Something I've noticed just on that. Mother's Day.
Yeah.
International.
Yeah, but different days.
No, not in Holland. It was Mother's Day yesterday.
Oh, well.
And America, Mother's Day.
Yeah, no, right. Not in the rest of it. They're always celebrating March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, ironically, that's the case, right? Father's Day, right? Nah. All over the place. I think it's a willy-nilly draw of the hat sometime during the year.
Well, weirdly, Father's Day in Australia is the same, because that's the one we can remember, because it's the same
Ireland.
In Ireland and England.
Okay, yeah. Father's Day.
Yeah.
But Mother's Day not.
But Mother's Day is March.
Right, whereas Mother's Day, Holland, America and all of those
same
places is the same.
Year. Amazing.
Wow.
And see, so for Mother's Day, everyone remembers in my group of voters around that. Father's Day, nothing. Like, my kid's in Holland because it's a different day, and BJ, give up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. It's not important. It's only a dad.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
What date is it?
I just spent 5 minutes back in there.
Yeah. What date is it in like, what time?
No one knows, right? No one knows,
first Sunday in September.
September.
Mother's Day, second Sunday in May. All right?
Yep.
So what did you get, Mum, from a family point of view?
Well, I was in Sydney for the weekend, as you well know.
Mm.
Got a beautiful message from Lorcan.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And apparently a card that should have arrived Friday.
Oh.
So I'm assuming it comes today.
Oh, he's going old school.
Yeah.
Gotta love him.
In the mail.
Yep.
He went into a post office. Don't think he's ever seen the inside of one of those.
No.
Who does at his age?
That's true.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
When was the last time you were at a post office, Nick?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. A long time. Actually, do you know what? That's a lie. The only time I go to the post office is to collect an online order.
Mm.
But I just give them the slip. I wouldn't know what to do in there, honestly.
Oh, you can buy things like cards and... No? They even have little prezzies. Those last-minute prezzies.
What would you buy?
Have you ever licked a stamp?
Licked? No, they're stickers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Steve, I was trying to give you a look there. Lee, I don't think we've licked a stamp forever.
That's all. I've never done that squishy thing you do.
Come in a thing and you peel them off and you slack them on.
Yeah,
I remember licking them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'll get adhesive on your tongue.
Oh, no. The show started off and I'm going to die again this week.
Oh, jeez.
From a DC poisoning.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm glad we all had a good Mother's Day.
We did.
Yep.
Great weekend.
Great Mother's Day. Australia Post, awesome shops to go in if you want to.
Yeah.
Lick stamps and send letters.
My mum, Jill, because of course I've lost my adoption mother, but my birth mother is still alive and everything, and I love it because she's been a CEO of companies for years and years and still writes to me like that. So I sent her a bunch of flowers to the Blue Mountains and everything, and I get a text back with a photo of the flowers and thank you.
It's very emotional of her.
I just wonder she didn't write kind regards, Mum.
Well, you do write thanks for listening on cards.
Kind regards, thanks for listening.
There you go.
But yeah, she's not very emotional on that one. The flower's nice. Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh. I was adopted.
I know.
All right, we're underway.
You poor little thing.
McDonald Jones have 3 new display homes now open at Waterford Living. Transform the way you live today.
Live and local from the heart of Newcastle. This is 102.9 Triple M.
Hello, Hamish.
Good morning, Tanya. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Hamish.
So, the COVID restrictions are going to stick around for a little bit longer until May the 17th in Sydney, but also to Central Coast as well, too. So, if you do, are heading down there?
Tanya was down there flaunting the COVID-free self all weekend.
It was masks on everywhere, even to enter the most minute little chocolate shop. Yep. You had to have your temperature checked and your mask on.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
We're pretty well drilled now, aren't we?
I think we. And no one cares. You just do it.
Yeah. No song and dance about it.
We're also not in Newcastle. All good here, folks.
Yeah.
No COVID here. All good.
Well, none over the weekend down there either.
That's true. And that's what's, you know, it's both good and a little concerning. It's like, oh, still, how do we get it? I mean, let's get some answers, shall we? But, yeah, no, that's what they're working hard to determine. Good morale boost for both the Jets and the Knights over the weekend. Mm. You know, one all draw for the Jets, that's still pretty good, even though, look, technically, Newcastle scored both the goals, just one of them happened to be an own goal.
Well, see, in the rugby league, there was the only one difference, and it was part of the Tennessee breakfast show, and actually back in the side.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I think you'll find that good luck he got back in the side, we won. That's what he'll tell us.
I noticed that too, yes. Yeah, he did quite well, and contributed to one of the tries as well too.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's the effect, Tanya and Steve effect.
He's back.
But poor old Jets, they're down, you know, haven't won a game in 12 rounds. Here's the thing. Apparently, Australians have a distinctive look. Now, from an overseas perspective, that we are distinguishable in a crowd. I wouldn't have thought so, but apparently we do. It's not because we're a Kubras and R.M. Williams, but apparently lines around the eyes give away.
Sun.
Yeah.
We always wear shorts, particularly men, no matter what the weather.
True.
You know, I don't know, but yeah, okay. And this is a surprising one. We always put bags in the car boot ourselves. We don't let other people do it for us.
We were just talking about that.
Really?
Not in regards to this survey, but just being in the hotels.
Yes. I'm even the same, though, going back to that. Like, you know, when a taxi pulls up and the guy gets out to put your bag in. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Just lift the boot. I'll put it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're very precious about our bags. Don't mess with our bags.
That's right. Don't touch the bags.
Don't touch them.
I like to think we don't buy into the whole, hello, servant, take my bag. We don't buy into that.
No.
Very egalitarian. We also try and sit at the front in the cab, taxi
that throws
cab,
them
and
off.
That's a no-no in some places.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Like they'll yell at you.
My daughter Jasmine, right, comes out once every 2 years. She's Australian, you know, and Dutch. But her noticeable thing is she goes, Dad, why is everyone here so fat? Remembering, folks, she's Dutch. That's how they speak.
Very straight
and
to the
And I went,
point.
I don't know, mate, relaxed atmosphere. We all just chill out a little bit. Yeah. It's just something I notice. I feel much more comfortable here. Everyone is fat.
Oh, right. Then let it out, basically. Yeah.
Oh, because she's not a stick eater. So she's actually liking it.
Fair enough.
But it's just, it's a hard question to answer, isn't it?
Tell her to go to America.
Yeah.
And then talk about
that. I did mention that today because I did desperately look for a fatter country than us.
America.
That's all there is.
Yeah. Now, there is a list around today of the 13 things Australians take for granted and that sets us apart from the rest of the world. This is mainly a comparison with us in the US.
Yeah. Mm. They haven't got my daughter Jasmine's one in there.
Because we're fat.
Yeah. But, you know, most of them I'm reading through, I thought, I get that. But there was a couple of surprises. I had no idea about the electric kettle.
Yeah, I have noticed that, especially when you stay in Airbnbs in America.
Right.
Electric kettles, they're very hard to come by.
Yes.
Really? Yeah, they percolate
It's a real owl thing, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're not tea drinkers.
Not at all.
Mm. And that's really why we'll boil a kettle these days, isn't it? Cup of tea.
Speaking of coffee, those that come here notice how good it is to get seriously good coffee anywhere you go.
Because
of the drip filter thing, and they don't care, do they, in the States?
Most of their coffee, this might be a racist thing, but most of the coffee you buy in America does taste like warm bin juice.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
You can't get a decent cup. I find that in Europe, even though the Italians are brilliant with coffee, I can't stand half the coffee you buy over in places like that.
They still love the drip in Holland. And it tastes like bong water.
Yeah.
Bin juice and bong water.
We're very complimentary towards other nations' coffee skills, aren't
most
we?
Most definitely.
When we're in New Zealand, don't you remember Tanya and I asking for that? I'll have a bong water with with almond milk. And I think you had a bin juice.
I did.
With
half-strength, though.
Half-strength.
Yeah.
Half-strength bitty.
Apparently, other people notice that when you come here, you can walk around in bare feet and nobody judges.
Oh, totally. Do the shopping.
Yeah.
Catch a few groceries, no shoes.
It's better
no
for
worries.
Your feet.
Yeah, I find people judge. I don't find that one real. I find everyone judges.
I think it
Even
depends.
If you're tracky dacks, it's like, what's the word? You've given up.
I think the whole
very judgy.
Shirt off, shoes off, is it's a direct relation to how far you are from the coast.
True.
So
yeah, that's a fair call.
Yeah, the further inland you go, the more you're expected to actually put clothes on your top half and your feet.
Yeah.
But so, if you're right on the coast, yeah, no one cares.
Junction Coles, you can get away with that. Rutherford Coles, no go.
No. Not going to the Junction Coles in a pair of shorts and that's it. I'll guarantee they'd call security. Another thing too that I can imagine, not so much for you and I, Tanya, but certainly for Risey and Nick, chicken salt.
Yeah.
They don't get chicken salt overseas.
Yes.
What is going on with that?
Love chicken salt.
This particular dust of the gods was actually invented in South Australia.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was by a charcoal chicken shop owner who created it to season his birds, and the rest of us adore it.
A chicken accidentally fell into a cheese grater and they went, geez, that's all right.
That's pretty good.
What about the marvellous annual leave that Australians are afforded?
I love telling people that Americans usually only get 2 weeks annual leave.
That's it.
And I think Japan might have gone to two, but it used to be one.
Yeah, definitely.
1 week.
Yep.
And that's why you'd see them go to the Gold Coast and everything, and they would go hard because they had a week.
And the concept of an RDO, what the hell is that?
Oh, no.
Exactly. A roster day off.
Oh, no. We're pretty lucky, aren't we?
We are in this country.
No, it's deserve more, to be honest.
Here's another thing they noticed. We don't have to deal with checks and bank tellers anymore. We really don't.
No. It is surprising how far behind, again, I'm using the States, is on that area.
Oh, you still have to present, you know, something with your signature on it.
Yeah.
And checks are still very much a part of everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
For us, though, BPAY was actually invented in Australia, and we're all over electronic transfers, even the way we transfer each other money at a restaurant.
I think you'll find, Tanya, anything that will make life easier is invented in Australia. I really do. I think you'll find if you went through the list of things, it would be, we don't do that anymore. Yeah, this is easier.
But there's plenty more, but I think they're the ones that we loved. They're our standouts.
The standouts, chicken salt, but the holidays.
Yes.
I do. And because we know what we know, be it if you get 4 weeks or five, annual, whatever it is, when someone says, well, yeah, 2 weeks a year, they have, I think, one public holiday.
Yeah.
Insane. It's like, you know, no work-life balance going on there.
Just one last one, though. Free public barbecues. That is not a thing in other parts of the world. What they don't know is that we don't use them. A lot of people use them as urinals.
Yeah.
That's why we don't use them.
I've often wondered that, Tanya. I've often wondered as I've gone past going, if I was to use one of these, I'd really want to hire an industrial cleaner.
Yes, you would.
Because you do see people using
them. Oh, they do. Look, I'm guilty of it myself. But I know that I'm going to have my steak marinated in someone's wee-wee.
Yeah.
So as long as you're cool with that, go for it.
That's right. You burn the bugs off.
Exactly. Have a bin juice coffee to go with it and you're set.
That's it. You sit back and relax in Australia with your wee steak, your bong water coffees.
And no shoes, no worries.
God, I love this country.
With Tanya and Steve. My best friends are Lachlan Fitzgibbon. It's the Newcastle Knights. Lachlan Fitzgibbon.
Well, there was no secret to the only difference why the Knights won on the weekend, was there, Tanya?
There was. Lachie Fitzgibbon.
Good morning, guys.
Yes. Not even on the bench, straight out.
Yeah. No, it felt good to be back out there for sure.
Well, I'm blaming you for making Ricky so cranky.
Yeah, I'll take that. look, it's obviously special to be back out playing first grade, and even more so we got the win.
Shot in the arm for the confidence you guys needed, because it was all about the confidence the last couple of weeks. That was all the chatter. So that's obviously done it. But how do you go from being 16-0 down at first half to winning and keeping them scoreless in the second?
Yeah, well, we came into the game, as you said, really confident in our game plan and what we needed to do to go down there and to get the 2 points. And, at half time.
Was there a spray half time from coach?
There wasn't so much of a spray. I don't think the 16-0 really reflected the way we were feeling about the game. You know, we botched two tries down their end. We kept dropping the ball. I think we had five good ball sets down there and we dropped three or four of them. So we weren't building any pressure, but, you know, we're rolling down the field well. We kept putting ourselves in opportunities to score some points. We just weren't putting any points on the board at that stage. So, the plan was at halftime just get back to, you know, what we're doing good, which is rolling down the field and just hold on to the footy. And, we ended up scoring 24 unanswered points, which is very pleasing.
Awesome. Sounds funny, doesn't it, like when you're at the elite NRL level and the coach goes, I've got a plan. Hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
Well, it's seriously, rugby league's a simple game sometimes.
It's the simplest of things.
Absolutely. It's run hard, tackle hard, hold on the footy. And, I think sometimes it can get overcomplicated and, back to basics for us on the weekend.
So true.
Yeah. So good. Are you taking credit, though? Look, guys, did you actually say, yeah, you haven't won a game without me the minute I'm back?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, well, hopefully I'm a lucky charm for the rest of the season. Who knows?
Yeah. Nah. Were you on the whole game?
Oh, no. Yeah, I played 70-odd minutes.
I thought it was about 70. How was it? I mean, really, I mean, injury, New South Wales Cup, boom, 70 minutes, hard NRL. Like, straight away, how'd you come off? You were sucking in the big one?
Yeah, I was. You know, obviously, that last week's plan, me playing 80 minutes New South Wales Cup, held me in really good stead, I think, for leading into this game. Mm. The lungs were blowing at some points, the periods there, and... but, you know, I felt really good. The body held up fine, shoulders really good. So, looking forward to for next week.
Yeah, now that you've got the long do, by that 70th minute, I thought, wow, Locke is puffing because the hair was a straggly mess.
I know. It's hard to keep it in check at times. Yeah, I might need to strap it back up. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Or cut it, one of the two.
Having said that, Tanya, how good did he look running out?
Oh, yeah.
The slick back.
It should have been in slow-mo.
Yeah, it really should have been. I'm telling you what, if you don't get a shampoo commercial out of that, mate, no one will. You know, now, it's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen.
Now, this weekend, it's this, isn't it?
Yes, Risey.
Sorry,
there it is. Round, everybody.
There we go.
Sorry about that. Risey had to have a bit of a cough. People don't know what that is. That is everybody plays in one place.
Now, you're playing the Tigers, and they had a shocker on the weekend. Not a shocker, but they went down against the Titans. So what are your expectations?
Well, obviously, going to be another hard match,
I think. Hold on to the ball, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, we're starting the week off for Magic Round on Friday night. We're the first game, so it's going to be a massive occasion, massive crowd up there, and super exciting. And, as for the Tigers... you know, they've been a bit hot and cold too. You know, they play some good footy and then they don't play some good footy. So, and they're coming off a loss again this weekend and a high-scoring game. So,
is it all at Suncorp, this Magic Round?
It is, yeah.
There's no recipe for disaster, is it, having the entire NRL football players staying in one hotel?
Yeah. Are you all in the one hotel?
Honestly, I'm not sure. It may be because of COVID. I'm not sure. It depends.
No, if you're all in the one hotel, well, it's Brunswick Motor Inn. It's a lovely spot.
Great spot.
No, I can't imagine that. No. I'd say you'd all be all over the place.
Yeah. There'd be a few different hotels, I think. I think you'd probably stay with three or four different teams, maybe, but I'm not sure.
I've got friends that are flying up Friday morning from Newcastle to see each and every game of the Magic Round. Now, I'd love to go up Friday night and see you guys, but to then back up and watch game after game Saturday and Sunday, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That's a hard slot.
You know my love, and thanks.
Yeah.
I'll watch the nights.
Watch the nights and go out.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's obviously for...
It's a good setup, and it does 100%. Work.
Yeah.
Last year was fantastic.
Right.
Yeah.
The year
really
before,
is.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, the football lovers. Are I think you buy one ticket for the whole weekend, you get in every game, so...
And you can come and go. You know, it's like an expo.
Essentially.
And then you think about people going to Bathurst.
Yeah,
you know, all those, or a test match, or a cricket.
Yeah.
If you're into it, you're into it.
Yeah.
But because it's all of those teams at one place, you don't need so many fans to fill it.
True.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, well, look.
Good concept.
Look, I've played in one round up there, and I'm super excited to play again on Friday night, so it should be a good time.
Well,
are you going to beg Adam to give you guys a curfew?
Of course.
Good.
No, I'm joking. We won't be out. No, I don't know what we'll do.
Yeah. Well, will you go and watch other games? Will that be part of the deal?
I'm not actually sure what our plan is because we actually go up to, we go on a bit of a road trip. We've got North Queensland the following week, so I'm not sure if we're going to hang around.
Oh, so you're not coming home for a week?
No, we're not. We're staying up the Sunshine Coast next week, which will be good to get away with the boys, a bit of bonding, and then we head up to North Queensland the week after.
Fabulous.
Good stuff.
Well, enjoy.
I like they still use that word. Bonding.
Bonding.
Just say drinking.
Thanks, Locke. Good
Thanks,
luck.
Thanks, guys.
There's
appreciate
Lockie
it.
Locke Fitzgibbon from the Knights.
Now, I mentioned earlier, T, with, of course, my mum, Betty, no longer with us, and my birth mum, Jill, in the Blue Mountains. I didn't get to see her for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Did send her some flowers. And, of course, she was a CEO for a long, long time, she responded kindly with, kind regards, Mum.
Well,
however, I know Evie's around town.
She is, which was nice because I did get to see my mum last night, but I didn't get to see my boy for Mother's Day.
No.
But
I like what he's told you.
Yeah, he wrote me a beautiful text. But there's a card in the mail. We're big on cards in our family.
Yes.
Because we love words. You know how they talk about your love language?
Yep.
Well, we're all wordsmiths. So... You know, presents don't really mean that much, but someone sitting down and writing you something, That's a generational thing for us. We love words and cards.
You might want to give my mum Jill a listen on that.
Yeah, I know.
Kind regards.
Definitely.
But today, what I thought I'd do is bring in something for show and tell.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Good.
I think the reason...
This is relating to Mother's Day.
It is.
Righto.
I have here in my hot little hand the card that my mum gave me for Mother's Day, which I know is a bit back the front, but she does love to make a card.
You sure you haven't got it mixed up? That's not one for Mardi Gras.
Wow, look at that thing.
This is what my mum...
Wow, look at that thing.
This is what my mum does. This is an envelope that I'm showing, Steve. It's got... Will you describe it?
It's a bird. It's a brown envelope. It has real feathers glued to it, around a picture of a bird. Actually, to be honest with you, Daniel, I find it very hard to describe.
It's all pinks and
purples. It's pink and flowers and real feathers.
Diamantes.
Nothing to do with the mother, but a beautiful bird. In fact, can I ask, just by looking at that, when does your mum get out?
I would call that a flamboyant envelope.
They are feathers she finds, by the way. She finds
they're real feathers.
Yeah, they're legit bird feathers.
Yeah, she finds bags of feathers.
Yeah.
And she keeps them to make cards with.
Yep.
And I've got a bag of feathers because she shares.
Yeah.
Now look at the card.
Oh, that's a lovely card.
So this is
Mother's
like
Day. Oh, there's another card inside.
She cuts things out of, she buys diamantes. Mm-hmm. There's more writing.
Oh, look at that. A big letter.
Big letter. Oh, there's a poem. More diamantes.
That's amazing what she's done there. There's another card.
There's a little envelope which had money
this
in it.
This must have taken her months.
It's almost like a little book.
Another
mum and dad, mother's. Oh my lord! What the hell?
And another.
How does she turn a card into War and Peace?
I don't know.
It's a novel.
But see this. This is normal. We get these all the time.
Tanya, no, it's not. Tanya, see, this is the problem I have with you on this show, is you are, and your family, not normal. Okay? It is, you say, this is what goes on in my family.
Yep.
But do you like how she puts the little envelopes inside the card, and inside there were money in all the envelopes. So she thinks that obviously I'm doing it tough. So my mother...
I do love the fact that she sends you money. Because you are doing it tough, mate. She knows what Triple M pays.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know, I'll send her some money to get her through the weekend.
I know.
But what I love even more about that is like... And I know you couldn't see her due to visiting hours, but I just...
She is very crafty. That is quite...
I know.
Putting all that together.
Imagine she's beautiful.
When they go into the ward. Which one's Tanya's mum? One over there.
She's not in a ward. Her and dad are very happily living in their weird jungle.
Morning, Evie, love you. But still, I reckon the next step from that, as you can see how much work she's put into that, the next step is, you know, she cuts out letters for ransom notes.
She does cut out letters. They're not ransom notes at this stage.
At this stage.
She does cut out letters to make entire letters.
Now, did you see how normal you responded to that? Yes, no, Steve, she does cut out letters.
She does.
Yeah. No.
So if anyone's got any a stockpile of magazines or newspapers, Mum could use the letters.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And we're really hearing this, everyone? Okay.
It's true.
Tell you what, if she ever asks you, Risey, says, Risey, you haven't got a spare EV and an E and an ST, have you? I'm leaving town.
I'll let you know, Steve.
Thank you, mate.
It's Triple M. Tanya and Steve. We're going to chat this up on the Insta as well.
Oh, really?